Well, we call her the informative one because she does a great job of keeping us informed on proper calf and heifer care. That, of course, is Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today we're going to try to take some of the questions you might have about using electrolytes. And Angie, let's start out about what are the main questions you get when you talk about using electrolytes?
Well, you know, I guess most obvious would be, when should I use an electrolyte? What types of symptoms do I have to decide that? How many, there's so many to choose from, which one's the right one for my farm, because there's so many out there. So there's a lot of questions on when to use them and which one's the right one.
Yeah, that brings me up to kind of that Indiana Jones movie where he says, choose wisely, because really there are a lot of options. So, you know, how do we know which one to choose?
Well, and maybe they don't want to hear this, but really farms should probably have two on hand. You should.
Oh, really?
Yes, you really should have two on hand, and kind of the reason is maybe calves can be heat stressed, they can be cold stressed, they can be not drinking enough water, so they can get slightly dehydrated maybe without even scouring. So, you know, a basic electrolyte that's palatable, maybe has vitamin B for appetite, is going to work very well right there, relatively inexpensive, maybe 35 cents a dose, something like that. But, you know, if a calf is scouring, though, and it has watery manure,
right,
now she's acidotic. Now she needs bicarb or acetate or something to help with that.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to follow up on. But I also want to ask then, what about if she isn't scouring and she's fed bicarb? What can happen?
Well, okay, so if she isn't scouring and she's fed bicarb, what it's going to do is it's going to raise the pH in that calf's gut. And that can actually promote bacteria growth in there. So that would allow things like salmonella and E. coli to multiply and gain advantage over the calf because you've changed that pH when you weren't supposed to.
I don't know if there's a right answer to this or not. I mean, can a farm know what are the right products for their operation?
Well, they really can. And if you need to do research, if you don't have time, you know, sit down with your vet. Sit down with a calf specialist. Go over, you know, your farm's needs ahead of time to make sure you have these things on hand. You know, it's going to save time and money, but it's going to help that calf out. There are a lot of good electrolytes on the market. It's just recommending the right one. And I would say acetate for scours. Make sure it has acetate in there. And then no acetate or bicarb for the other situations. That's the easiest, simplest explanation.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. What about your tip of the day?
Well, we don't want to mix milk and milk replacer, electrolytes and milk replacer together. We've talked about that. And we don't want to use gelling agents. That can plug the calf up and treat the symptom, but we want to treat the reason for the scours. Calves scours because they have toxins and they want to flush their system. We need to help them do that, so we need to treat the cause, not the symptom.
Yeah, I just want to touch on that. Gelling agents, so you're not an advocate of that?
No, really, because they can plug that calf up, and the reason a calf is scouring is they're trying to expel the bad the toxins in the system.
Mm-hmm.
If you plug them up, that calf can start reabsorbing those toxins through the intestine and make that calf sicker in the long run.
Always a good learning experience when I share some time with Angie. I know you do learn a lot as well. If you have any other questions for her, just call her at Heartland Co-op, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, we can always go to the website.
Right, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and I'm forwarding some articles on this on there, so there should be a link on there for you to check out. It goes a little bit more in detail to help answer those questions.
Sounds great. Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here on 101.9 WDEZ.